This summer, a team from the Apollinaire Theatre Company challenged themselves to write and perform a new play each week. As WBUR's Christella Guerra reports, these hour-long operettas are a way to bring the stories of the Chelsea community to life.
Chelsea was the city that welcomed Jessica Armijo into this country. It's where she arrived 15 years ago, leaving her husband and toddler in Honduras to pave the way for their arrival. If the last years of her life were placed on a stage, this city would be her backdrop.
All my life, I've lived in Chelsea, and I'm not leaving Chelsea. I'm not leaving because this was the city that opened its arms to me.
On Sunday over Zoom, a group of artists spoke to the now 48-year-old Armijo for 4 hours to understand who she is, a mother, an immigrant advocate, a dancer, a volunteer. They channeled her life story into a piece of musical theater that debuts online tomorrow night.
It's just like these beautiful group of people with all different kinds of talents coming together and telling the most universal story of such an incredible woman that, you know, in our everyday lives, we wouldn't hear about, right? So it's like seeing a play about your neighbor, right?
That's songwriter Maya Manzanero Lopez. She wrote one of the songs in the play, an emotional ballad inspired by the anguish Armijo felt when briefly leaving her oldest daughter to come to the States. It's called Te Prometo, or I Promise. Sung by drama therapist Marcia Aguilar, the song is from the perspective of a mother who has to explain to her daughter why she must go, touching on that pain of separation and the hope of reuniting. I want you to be brave, Aguilar sings. I'm leaving, but my soul remains here. The theater company asked three key community organizations in Chelsea to nominate one person for each of the productions. Armijo's colleagues at the Chelsea Collaborative thought of her right away. Executive director of the nonprofit, Gladys Vega, says Armijo stepped in at the start of the pandemic, when they were extremely short-staffed, to volunteer and help run the food pantry.
I called Jessica and I said, hey, Jessica, I got a donation of food. I have no volunteers. Do you think you can help me out? But let it be known that you are risking your life and I cannot guarantee that you won't get sick. And she's like, oh, no. Immediately she came. She brought her husband. She didn't think about it. She's like, give me 5 minutes. I'm changing.
Now, Armijo assists with the inventory, making sure they have the best ingredients for Central American favorites. Her dedication to the immigrant community in Chelsea is also something the operetta focuses on.
Obstruct the officer. Even
though they might. Here's composer David Riefel.
Music on Zoom is really hard because Zoom compresses the sound. It's really hard to get anything like broadcast quality sound on Zoom. And the other problem is that you're always dealing with time lag. So you can't do any ensemble singing.
Despite the technical difficulties, the creative team says they were able to weave together the crucial aspects of her life story. Moments such as Armijo's career as a folkloric dancer and the 7 years she and her husband spent apart before she got her citizenship and sponsored him. Each of these experiences shaped Armijo into the woman she's become.
Cuando uno disfruta lo que hace.
When you enjoy what you do, regardless of the obstacles that get in your way, these experiences have taught me to be a little bit stronger than I am.
Armijo's life, like all good tales, has universal truths. Love, family, hope. The operetta highlights a few chapters while her life continues to play out in Chelsea. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christella Guerra.